I lost you there.
All right. So, yeah, I have your number on my phone now.
Perfect, perfect. All right. So, how long have you been in business?
2.5 years.
Okay. Are you buying the saw to replace your current saw or because of growing operations or both?
We're thinking about adding a second saw.
Okay. And what do you currently have?
We have the bridge saw that is called the Denver 2002, I believe.
Okay, the Denver. I know them. They're out of Italy. Yeah. I used to finance a lot of the CNC machines they sold.
It's a good machine. But okay. It's an older one, so it's just the bridge saw.
All right. And what other saws are you looking at right now?
I'm sorry, say it again.
What other saws are you looking at right now?
Well, it would just be through you guys. We're looking at, obviously price is an option, but the one we were kind of looking at is the Maya 600A.
Okay. And what are your revenues per year?
Our revenue last year was about $550,000.
Okay, and do you have an estimated budget for a saw payment?
Yeah, we'd be able to work out a budget.
No, do you have one in mind that you're trying to get to?
We think something comfortable total in a monthly payment is probably going to be about the $500 to $600 a month range.
Okay.
And the flyer did say 60 months, so.
Okay. And how would you rate your personal credit?
Well, I have, it's myself, my brother, and my sister.
Okay.
My credit is pretty good, but my sister's credit is great.
Okay, so you have good credit. So, the only challenge is the time in business. Oftentimes, startup businesses are anything under 3 years. There's limited products available for them in the market, but I work with a lot of these saw vendors. I do it for Marble Services. Our company does the financing for Reed & Stone products, Braxton Bragg. So we're pretty familiar with what's out there in terms of the saw. My only concern is your payment estimation is not something that would be feasible for this type of transaction. It's way too low to get this type of saw.
So what are we looking at? Let's say we look on his website and we find a nice $20,000 saw.
Oh, so are you looking used or new?
We're open. We're definitely open.
Okay. And
I'm open. So I just want to know that it's something feasible, and then I can kind of pick and choose what I want to get.
Okay, absolutely. So, assuming good credit, and you guys, I'm going to look at your bank statements. About how much cash on hand do you think, so I can quote you accurately here?
What do you mean?
Like, if you looked at your bank account, how much money would be in it right now, on average?
On average, I would say there's an average of about $10,000 in the account.
Okay. And do you currently have any business loans?
Yes, we have one business loan with a company called OnDeck.
Oh, I know OnDeck. So you have a working capital loan.
Yes, we have a working capital loan.
We actually offer a refinance program for that as well, or additional funding that's sometimes longer and cheaper, so we might be able to give you something that is a better benefit to your business.
Okay.
That OnDeck's a great company, just they're not the only company out there. And you have like a daily or weekly payment, correct?
Yeah, I do a weekly payment of $1,250, and the last loan that they gave us, I believe, was exactly $50,000.
Okay, and you're doing around $50,000, give or take a month.
We're probably doing anywhere from $40,000 to $60,000 a month.
Okay, so there's a potential way for our bank to help you out on a lot of different avenues. Here's the general idea between new and used saws, and my goal is going to educate you about it and not force your hand either way. There's no incentive for me to push you to either new or used. Doesn't matter to me. Used saws, if you're looking around $20,000, there's going to be install and shipping costs. So let's just call it $25,000. If you have a solid approval off the top of my head, you'll probably be seeing payments around $550 to $600 a month.
Okay.
You get a new saw, the new saw is like $40,000 to $45,000, correct?
Yeah, this saw right here is a special for $38,500 that includes shipping, installation, training, and everything.
Oh, so he wants to move this. Okay. All right, yeah. So he wants to move this. All right.
Yeah.
I've known Penny for like 7 years, by the way. That's why.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I have a very good relationship with him. you know, awesome. off the top of my head, good company. Off the top of my head, that's a nice price. 38 grand or 38.5? Do you say? 38.5. You know, I would tell you, off my experience, you should probably expect a payment around $900, $950 a month.
Okay.
The difference.
What's interest on something like that?
Well, it's not going to be close to your on-deck loan, I can tell you that much. So this is secured financing. It's equipment financing. It's called an EFA, or Equipment Lease to Own. There's not going to be a separation of interest and principal, but I like to address things pretty straightforward. The working capital loans you probably have, you borrowed $50,000 from on-deck, and you're paying $1,250 a week, correct?
Yes.
And what's your payback? How much is total are you paying back?
I think our payback is like $60,000.
And it's over a year, correct?
It's exactly a year.
Yeah, so you're paying 20%. Whereas the equipment financing, since it's secured and longer term, which is better for a cash flow position, as well as just overall cost of money, equipment financing generally ranges between about 6 to 12% yearly cost, so it's a lot more competitive. And it's just longer term with a monthly payment, not one of those automatic drafts, although we do a lot of those loans at very good terms. Yes. In terms of your decision, you know, I would tell you that there's a lot of bridge houses in the market. It really depends. Either expensive is cheap, cheap is expensive. You got a USAW, these usually have already depreciated, they're good products, but I haven't had a customer yet who says, hey, I haven't had to put repairs in it. The USAW gives you that peace of mind. That's for your decision to make. Like I said, there's no incentive for me to do new or used, and we finance both new and used so that we give that flexibility to our customers. But it's really going to come down to, from a, I don't know, are you a subcontractor or do you just sell direct like in a retail store?
No, we're a granite fabrication and installation company.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, it really comes down to, are you okay paying a few hundred bucks more per month with the idea of having that peace of mind? The only issue I also see for used equipment is it really depends on the area the equipment's located. Most of this equipment is brokered. And so sometimes on $20,000 transactions, I see, you know, $5,000 of install and shipping. There's a lot of soft costs associated with the used equipment market.
Right, right. So you're saying there's a lot of stuff that we might be surprised on later.
Not surprised, I just tell you up front.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I've financed, you know, $150,000 UCNC, and that same, the cost is actually very similar to USAW. Yeah, there's more rigging, yeah, it's a bigger truck, but at the end of the day, if you transport a car across the country versus a truck across the country, it's a very similar cost because you got to go across the country. And so customers are often kind of taken aback and they go, hold on, that's a lot of money. But, you know, to answer your questions about interest, our partnership with Penny is pretty well grounded. Used and new are just two very different plans of attack. Is there any other equipment you're looking for right now, like routers, polishers, anything CNC related?
Well, I mean, if it was a really good deal, what we might consider is a water filtration system with it.
Who are you buying? Are you buying through, like, the company in Connecticut, or who are you buying through?
Well, it looks like it's called PB Marble Services.
Oh, he's selling you the water filtration. Okay, so you're talking about a smaller unit, not like a deluxe water filtration system.
Right, exactly. It would be with the that attaches to the machine.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, some of the water filtration systems are like 25, 30 grand. I don't think that's what you're looking for. What I can do,
he told me about is about 5 grand.
All right. So what I can do is this. I can send you over an email to get the... Here's what I can do. I can send you over an email to get the process started, just get an application from you and the owners. Just, you know, this loan is business in general. It's business credit. It's not going to go in your personal credit, although we will look at your personal credit. I'll gather an application from you and 6 months of business bank statements. I'll get you approved up to X number of dollars for equipment financing. And if you're interested, additionally working capital, because I know that's a big thing right now for growing businesses.
Right.
Then you can... What we allow you to do is you're going to actually set your rate and your cost of funds. So we will give you the maximum term available, which is typically 60 months, and then work backwards. And you can decide, okay, I want this term and this rate, and whatever is most comfortable for you.
Okay. All right. That sounds fair. So basically, we're going to look at 6 months of our business bank statement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there something online that you could just grab it, that you can look at it, or do I have to physically send you 6 months?
No, if you can just download them to us and email them to me, that'd be perfect.
Okay. And then it'll be an application that will scan back to you, too.
Correct. Absolutely. So, can I get your email, Charles?
Yeah, my email is IMAC, I-M-A-C, design, and stone,
okay,
at gmail.com.
All right, let me keep you on the line while I send you this email. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
And what's your ownership split?
It's my brother and I, 50-50.
So okay.
The owners are the ones that have to be on the application?
Yeah, I thought you said your sister was also owner. I'm sorry.
She's the investor.
Oh, okay. But does she own any shares?
No.
All right. All right. When are you looking to actually make a decision on this? Or what's motivating the purchase?
If it was something that was a good deal, we would want to do it ASAP.
Probably. By good deal, do you mean like the price on the equipment?
Well, also what we're approved for and that everything makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, in terms of the bridge saw, the average bridge saw right now, especially if it's, even if it's U.S. made, is really closer to the 55-60K mark. I don't think, and I'm not here to push Penny's product, I just don't think you're going to find anything cheaper than that right now.
Okay.
I'm not trying to give you a sales pitch. I'm trying to tell you, what I see.
Right.
Give me 1 second. Yeah, that's very, very cheap.
Okay, cool.
So, well, good for you, right?
Yeah.
Where is the saw? Is it ready to ship, or is it, what's the lead time?
No, this is just the beginning stages. I literally called him today, and he had you call me. So I don't know how long it would take his, to ship it.
It depends on how much are in transit.
Yep. So it'd probably take a couple weeks, basically.
For saw to be delivered? No, it can take a few months.
Oh, wow. It can take a few months?
It's made in China.
From California?
It's Chinese.
So it's coming from China?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I see.
I believe so. But
okay.
He's always ordering saws, so sometimes he has some in transit.
Okay.
Yeah, the average, it's not a few weeks.
Oh, I see.
Did you get my email?
I think we did. Let me double check. Now, how does your working capital work? Would we do this to pay off on deck, or would we do this in addition?
And you're not hearing any beep throughs, are you? Are you hearing any beeps on our? You're not hearing any beeps on our conversation, are you?
No, I'm not.
This guy on the bottom of this call, but some people are saying they're hearing it. We have a new phone system, so I can kind of tell
not
you about
hearing
our,
anything.
I can tell you about how our working capital works and kind of where we're able to help customers. And you've done it. You've done a few loans with OnDeck. So
yeah,
we have seen that the industry for working capital is hyper saturated right now. It's extremely saturated, and my typical customer gets 8 to 10 calls a day. And and so you just have people. It's like a boiler room operation, and so as a customer, you really don't know what the best deal is. It's just like getting granite countertops. Like, I don't know what the best deal is. I have to trust the person who's selling me that granite countertop that they're giving me a fair shake. Because anyone can play with numbers and install and product. I mean, you can make certain products look a lot better than they are and then say, no, don't worry. It's just a straight edge, not a bull nose. Well, that's a difference. So here's what we've seen with working capital. It all comes down to need. So the short and sweet answer is we do as loans as little as 5 to 10 grand. We do loans up to $2 million for working capital. I actually have a customer in Florida we just financed that has a huge operation. So we also want to address if a customer is needing working capital, what is going on with their business at that time, not potentially what's going on in the future, but what's going on right now and how can we can help them. So here's the typical short answer.
Yep.
It depends on what the customer is looking to net or what they're trying to do. So one customer I work with, they say, hey, look, right now we're paying $1,250, we're paying basically $5,000 a month, and we need more money. And you just recently did a loan with OnDeck, correct?
Yeah, we did it about, it was back in March, I think.
Okay, and as your business grows, that's great, but you might need more money. So,
yep.
Now you got a $50,000 loan and some paid off your current loan, and then you netted the difference, correct?
That is correct, with OnDeck, yep.
Correct. So, we do offer a refinance program, and that's when a customer comes to us and says, hey, look, I really want a longer term, and this year is not, it's just eating up my cash flow. That's one option. The other option is, do I want to get additional capital? So there's two ways to slice it. The first way is what's called a refinance. And essentially that means that we pay off your existing note and you net the difference. Now, based on what you're telling me, you have a payback of $60,000. OnDeck gives you about a 25% discount, I believe, for paying off early on remaining interest. So not that much. So, and that's interest, not total. So if you owe OnDeck, say, $60,000, and you started your loan in the beginning of March or the end of March?
It was about the middle of March.
Okay. So you're at April, May. So you're 2 out of 12 months in. So you just have to say, well, you take your $60,000 balance and you say, okay, I got $60,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to multiply that by 10 over 12. Okay, so what do I owe left? So 60 times 5, 6. So you owe them about $50,000.
Right.
Now the way a refinance works is we typically have to give at least 50% of our money has to go to your pocket. So if we give $50,000 to your current lender and $50,000 to you, then the numbers make sense. The numbers don't make sense if we give $50,000 to your lender and we give $10,000 to you. Excuse me, it just doesn't work. But
exactly.
I think one of the bigger challenges customers have right now is that they're saying, well, I need more money or I could use more money. Sometimes those are two very different things. Sometimes they're the same. So we have another product besides refinancing. We have a product what's called a second position loan. So a lot of customers come to us and say, hey, look, I could use another $10,000 or $20,000. I don't want to borrow $100,000. I know I shouldn't borrow $100,000, but another $10,000 to $20,000 could help me because you owe on deck $50,000, but you got $10,000 in your account. So another $10,000 or $20,000 could help your business. And so what we offer them is called a second position loan, which is not a ton of funding, but we don't make them pay off their loan to get our note. We usually give them $10,000 or $20,000, and they can get some additional capital without having to go through the refinance idea. And those are the two primary avenues we offer to customers. It really depends on your...
And how does that pay back those usually? Is it weekly, monthly? How does that work?
We have a lot of different options. Most of our customers do daily, actually. I think there's a real vilification right now of the daily payment. And so a lot of companies try to basically say, hey, look, this is a horrible product. You're getting ripped off. And I actually have the exact opposite. These loans are based on cash flow for working capital. And so you should have a daily payment. Some people try to like push to give you like, hey, I'm different. I'm going to give you a weekly. Most of my customers do daily, especially with a second position loan, because it is inherently higher risk because OnDeck that or that lender's that first position. We're on second. But daily or weekly, typically, you know, based on what you're telling me, it sounds like your business is growing. I would take a look at your statements and I'd give you the advice. I'm paid in units, so there's no incentive for us to give you a $50,000 loan versus a $2 million loan. It's all the same.
Right.
But
hey,
I think,
what was your name again, by the way?
It's Reuben Goldstein.
Hey, Reuben, I got to take this real quick, but I did get your email. Let me call you back in about 15 minutes, and I'm going to get you six months of statements as well so we can look at both options because I am interested possibly. I don't know yet the smartest thing, but let me call you back. I got to take
it. Yeah, I'll give you my feedback. Take it. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, man.